It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Celebrity, the podcast where we spill the tea on all the best celebrity news you missed this week. As always, you're joined by Who Editors Stacey Hicks, that's me, and Ali Cromedy.
No, that's me.
That's you.
That's me.
And we're going to update you on everything that's been happening this week. There's been so much going on, Al.
Of course.
As always. People's Choice.
Oh yeah, Jennifer Aniston, she won an Icon Award.
Yeah, Gwen Stefani won a Style Award. Mm-hmm. There's been heaps happening. But this week on the show, we're going to be talking about why rapper T.I. is the actual worst.
We have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her height.
Ugh. Yeah. And why Meghan and Harry might be ditching the Queen this Christmas.
Rude.
Soz, Lizzie, they're not coming to dinner.
Yeah.
But first, we want to get into the ongoing fascination with Lara Worthington's belly.
Lara, obviously there's been a lot of talk about, you know, babies. And yep. Do you find that an intrusive question to ask? Are you pregnant? Is that something that do you think that's offensive to ask a woman something like that?
I think, you know, being pregnant is such a personal thing for a woman. And I just find it weird, you know, even talking to you about it, like it's so, yeah, it's something.
It's a personal
thing.
Yeah,
Sam and I, it should just be, you know, between us and your close family. So I do find it weird people asking me.
So basically what's happening is, it's on the cover of Who this week, if you'd like to check out the pics of Lara's belly.
Yes.
Yeah, she's looking great. So
you be the judge.
Yes. You. So the thing with Lara is, obviously she was a model. She was an it girl for a lot of years here in Australia.
Yeah, we've always been obsessed with her.
Yeah, always.
She just walks down the street and we're obsessed.
Yeah, and she's,
gorgeous. I am at least. Me. Yes. I am.
Me too. Since her reality
show. Haircuts. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Her hair's good.
Yep.
Your hair kind of looks like Lara's hair.
I mean, maybe a few years ago I got it cut to look like. I wanted her haircut. Maybe that's what happened.
Maybe it is.
That's good.
That's
what happened.
Thanks. Yeah. This is really good to talk about haircuts on a podcast. So
but look,
we'll move on.
Sometimes people, like, I just know that. So she went and got her haircut at Edwards & Co. years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's where I'm going because I want that haircut. Like, and I know so many people did. But that's, anyway, she's just very, people just love what she does. And we're obsessed with every move she makes.
Yeah. And then a couple of years ago, obviously, she married actor Sam Worthington. Mm-hmm. And then things really changed for her. It was almost like she left the old Lara Bingle behind and really transformed into Lara Worthington. So she's kind of started her own business, trying to be taken very seriously as a businesswoman. And she's doing great. Like, she's smashing it in that way. Mm. And they've since had two kids.
Yes.
So Rocket and Racer.
True. Those are
very
names.
Normal names.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had two kids. But the interesting thing with her is that she has never confirmed pregnancies, even with the two children that she has. She's never spoken about those pregnancies and doesn't feel the need to, which I kind of love.
Yeah. Well, I think it was a huge shift from before she met Sam. She was out there. We would hear from her all the time. She was, you know, her life was very colourful and she was very loud and proud and just everywhere. We couldn't escape her.
Yeah.
And that was fine by me because I was very intrigued. But then when she met Sam, from what I gather, he's very private and refrained and wants maybe his partner to be that way too. So she has adapted to his way.
Yep.
That's how it seems from the outside.
But I guess she's also grown up in the media.
Yes.
And you obviously will make mistakes when you're a 19, 20-year-old. I mean, I hate to think some of the stupid things I did, if that was all out in the public eye for everyone to see.
Yes.
It would be awful. So I completely get that she's gone, okay, well, this is me now and I'm changing that.
Yeah. To go from having a reality show to then not even saying, hey, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Big shift.
Big shift.
Big shift.
Massive shift. Yeah. And so she is very clearly visibly pregnant now.
Well, she's so usually very tiny.
Yeah. She's absolutely tiny. And in June there were photos of her with a six pack
yes.
in Positano yes. with her family, having a gorgeous family yeah. holiday there. Yeah. And then within a couple of months after that, she went back to the big baggy jumpers in the middle of
wearing
kind of
all
summer,
black.
Wearing all black, which is what she's done with her first two children.
Yeah.
And I love she did comment on it kind of briefly a couple of years ago, saying that she thinks being pregnant is a personal thing for a woman and she finds it weird talking about it. And so she said it's something for Sam and I and it should be between us and close family. I do find it weird people asking me.
Fair enough.
And I just think it is the rudest thing in the world when people ask someone, when are you having babies?
Yeah.
Or are you pregnant now?
Yeah.
Like I would not ask someone if they were pregnant unless I could see the baby's head coming out the bottom.
Exactly. And there's that famous, I'm not famous, but it's a movie with Hugh Grant and like Sandra Bullock. I think it's called like 2 weeks notice or something like that. And he goes to a woman, when are you due? How far along? And she's like, what baby?
Yeah.
What baby? She's not pregnant. So it's something you need to be really careful about.
Really careful. Yeah. And I kind of love that she's not feeling the need to confirm that.
No.
It's her body.
Yes.
It's her and Sam's business if they're pregnant.
Well, yeah. Also, we don't know if she's had difficult pregnancies. If the doctor has said, hey, this is high risk and the other two maybe were the same. We don't know what she's dealing with behind closed doors. So maybe there's reasons she needs to keep it under wraps other than, I mean, she has said it's a personal thing. So we just don't know what all that means.
Yeah, but she definitely has said that they wanted more children. Yeah. So it seems like this would be the time for them.
Yeah,
so
maybe it'll be a little girl.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Very, and some sort of R name. They're kind of going down that Kardashian route of calling their kids with the same letter. So I don't know what it'll be.
Yeah, we'll see.
Find out in a couple of months.
We'll see. Okay, so be patient with me because I may physically be sick as I discuss this
same
topic.
Get us a bucket.
As we mentioned at the beginning of the ep, T.I. So he's T.I. is a rapper. I'm sure I know some of his music. I'm not a huge fan. In fact, it was like only a few weeks ago I was watching the new Netflix show Rhythm and Flow, which is like a rap, hip hop rap reality show on Netflix with Cardi B and Chance the Rapper.
Yes.
Plus they get all these other really like big names like Snoop was on it. There's been all types of people on it, but it's those are the three judges and they're trying to find this new like rap hip hop star. Cardi B is a legend. I love Chance the Rapper, but I was sitting there going, I don't know why I don't like T.I., but something's not sitting right with me. And then this happened.
And yes, not only have we had the conversation, we have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her height.
Oh, do you go with her?
Yes, I go with her. So we'll go. You know what I mean? I say, Deja, they want you to sign this. They want you to sign this
right now. Okay, this is what he said. I think that most kids, man, in hindsight, looking back, they always thank their parents for not allowing them to damage themselves as much as they could have. So he's trying to explain why he protects his daughter. This is the thing. Deja's 18, just graduated high school now, and she's attending her first year of college, figuring it out for herself. And yes, not only have we had the sex conversation, we have yearly trips to the gynecologists to check her hymen. All right? And then he confirmed that her hymen is still intact. Then he went on to talk about how he feels differently about his son, who's 15, and he's having sex. He's fine with it. He said, I definitely feel different about a boy than about a girl. That's just God's honest truth. I don't think there's any father out there who'll tell you any different, okay?
Oh, there's so many things to unpack.
Since then, obviously, understandably, there's been major fallout for T.I. Chrissy Teigen even weighed in. She said, Def did not think we would be talking about hymens today or T.I. That's what she tweeted. Me too. I don't remember the last time I heard the word hymen so regularly discussed.
No.
It goes on. So Deja, poor Deja. I don't know how she feels or why she would have agreed to this kind of a thing or how it all worked behind the scenes, letting her dad do that and go to these appointments with her. She has since unfollowed her dad on Instagram.
Yes.
And we don't know when she unfollowed him, but it's been noted that she doesn't follow him.
Yeah.
And also the fact of this, like checking a hymen to check that you're still a virgin, that's been debunked and denounced by medical professionals. That's not a way to check if a woman is still a virgin or not because, I mean, you can – there's that – I mean, I guess I always thought it was a myth, but, like, you can I don't even know what the right word is, but like puncture your hymen. I don't know what the word is, but by like vigorous stretching, or if you're a gymnast, or if you ride a bike, that's not a way to tell if you're a virgin or not. So I don't know why this doctor is doing this for TI, and then TI is taking that as, oh, it's so complicated and disgusting. But then, yeah, the World Health Organization, who, not us, not the magazine, they also called the so-called, this is two-finger test, it can be detrimental to women's and girls' physical and psychological and social well-being. Yeah, no shit.
It's awful. It's so problematic, the amount of things that are going on here. Not just that he's doing that to an 18-year-old who's legally allowed to have sex if she so wishes. That is completely her choice and her body.
Exactly.
But the fact that then the 15-year-old son can just do whatever he
doesn't
wants.
Care. He's like, yeah, like it's so wrong on so many levels. Yeah.
And the podcast episode has been taken down now. So there's obviously been huge backlash.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the podcast, not that I've listened to this episode, but I've read that they laughed, like the female hosts laughed in response to his comments. If he had been sitting in this room with us and explaining that, I'm sure I would have reacted a bit more like, what are you, what? Like shocked, disgusted. I mean, even if he is this famous rapper, how can you hear that and be
okay with it? Okay with it. But I wonder whether it's one of those things, you know, when you hear someone say something so unbelievable and so wrong that you almost just don't register properly what they've said.
Or you think it's a joke or whatever. But yeah, TI has yet to address this situation. I wonder what it will do for him in the long term with his career. Netflix maybe are rethinking a second season with – I don't know. But then I did some digging into TI, and he's had some controversies in the past. And it's very coloured and complicated. But – this one thing I wanted to talk about, which just shows how if we didn't already know how he feels about women and powerful women and women having choices, here's this thing. Here's what he said when Hillary Clinton was running for president back in 2016. He said in a radio interview with DJ Wu Kid. I don't know who that is. But anyway,
old mate. Yeah.
So this is what T.I. said. Not to be sexist. I mean, whenever someone starts a sentence with no offense or not to be sexist. Okay. Not to be sexist, but I can't vote for the leader of the free world to be a woman. Just because every other position that exists, I think a woman could do well. But the president, it's kind of like, I just know that women make rash decisions emotionally. They make very permanent, cemented decisions. And then later, it's kind of like it didn't happen or they didn't mean for it to happen. And I would sure hate to set off a nuke. Other world leaders won't be able to negotiate foreign policy. The world ain't ready yet. You might be able to elect like the Loch Ness monster before you could get a woman elected. That's basically what he said.
Oh my God. Just when I thought I couldn't hate this guy more, then he goes and says that.
I know.
Wow.
Yuck.
Yeah.
On so many levels.
T.I. is cancelled.
I'm speechless.
I'm calling it.
Yeah.
We're done with you,
I don't ever want to hear from you again unless it's just apologies for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Lastly, we just want to talk about the fact that it might be a super awkward Christmas for the royal family this year. Harry and Meg's
family, right? Family.
Yeah, family. I mean, whose isn't? No. Harry and Meg's have announced that they'll be going back to the US for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Meghan is American.
Yes.
Megan, as we would like to say, is American. So they want Archie to kind of have that connection with his American roots, and they'll be spending it with Meghan's mum, Doria, in the States. But now a Vanity Fair piece has come out, and obviously they speak to very reputable sources from the royal family, saying that they may choose to stay on in the States and avoid Christmas with the royal family.
Oh, my God.
Which is very
telling.
Unprecedented. Mm-hmm. Harry spent every Christmas with the family in previous years. Yeah. But obviously there is still talk of it still being quite frosty between William and Kate and Meghan and Harry. They're obviously taking steps to repair that. They were seen at Remembrance Day earlier this week together. I mean, they still sat very, very far apart.
No smiles. It was a serious event.
Yeah, I mean, we'd be weirded out if they were laughing at that. But
they're probably told you cannot smile. This is very serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't look too good for those Windsors, does it?
No, it looks like something's going on there. But I do think, it's the case with any family where you marry into a family, yeah. then your family and their family kind of do have to figure out how that works. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but for my Christmas, it's yeah. always like Christmas Eve at one family yes. and then Christmas morning, my yes. husband goes to his family and then comes to mine yes. and then we go to them later on. Like, yes. it's just.
Yeah, it's all a negotiation.
Yeah.
I spent my life doing that because I had different, like my family, my parents went together. So yeah. it's like you yeah. spend in lots of different marriages. So you're like, this night with this person, this morning with this person, you know, you move around. I'm used to that. And so, yeah, also it is really hard when people live in different places. So
yes.
my partner and I, we like, okay, this is a Sydney Christmas. Next year's a Melbourne Christmas. Then it's a Geelong Christmas, you know. So you all come up with your different agreements, but this is the royal family. Like it's a very different, like if the Queen wants you somewhere, you turn up.
Yeah, you turn up.
Megan, you can't be ruffling feathers this early in, but no. she is. And what's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on?
She's clearly not afraid to just go, no, well, yeah. this is 50-50. Mm. And I mean, I love that. I love that she's going.
She's very okay, modern. Yeah.
Sure, yes, yes, like your yep. grandmother might be the ruler of your country. Yeah, yeah, but, exactly. I'm going to chuff off to the States.
She's probably like the biggest deal in the world, but sure. No, we will go yeah. with Doria. We're just going to go with Doria. But also it's Archie was born this year, right? Or was he born last? Yeah, he was born yeah, this year. Yeah. So this is his first Christmas. So that's like a big thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Queen,
true.
The Queen doesn't get that. Yeah. Honor. Also, not to be morbid, but she's very old. Like, this might, when is this, not to say this will be her last Christmas, but come on, you got to think about yeah, that. Doria is quite young. Yeah,
Doria
much
will
younger.
Be sticking around for a long time.
You know, touch wood to everybody, and I hope everyone's happy and healthy for a really long time, but. You know, Harry, that's I know. Your grandmother.
Yeah. Well, unconfirmed at this point. They're okay. just talking about it.
It may so still make it down to Balmoral.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But, yeah.
Good luck to
awkward
them
all. Times ahead for them.
I know. We always finish off with our celebrity must see.
Yes.
Or in this case, maybe a don't see from Stacey.
Yeah, from me it's a... Don't waste
Don't
your time.
Don't bother.
But, I mean, I still would like people to see it because I like hearing people's opinions on what they thought of it.
Of course.
We're talking about the Christmas movie Last Christmas.
Yes.
That's out at the moment with Emilia Clarke and Dreamboat Henry Goulding.
Yes.
And we both had a lot of thoughts. We're not going to spoil it.
No. Because I saw it before you and yeah. I, you were like, how was it? And I was like, I liked it. I don't want to say any more because I need you to – I don't want to spoil it because you can't give away – What I had a problem with is yeah. a big part of the film, and I can't get into detail unless you've seen it. Yes. Unless you don't care about spoilers, but
we'll
I know
say,
you care.
We'll just say one thing. Skip along 15 seconds if you don't want it. We're not spoiling it, but yes. there is a twist.
Yes, there is a twist.
There is a twist.
I mean, there's a twist pretty much in every movie, so that's not huge
yeah.
to give away.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. So there is a twist. I didn't mind the twist. I didn't have a problem
See, that's,
with that.
That was my huge issue.
Okay,
with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It. I just wanted it to be my Love Actually.
I know.
Or The Holiday.
Yeah.
You know, those just feel good, lovely, happy Christmas movies.
You can watch every year.
You can watch every year. And obviously it was written by Emma Thompson.
Yes.
It has all the music from George Michael in it.
A huge recipe for success,
I was
you
like,
would think.
What is not to love?
I know. The Paul Feig is the director. He's
yes.
Bridesmaids, A Simple Favor. He's done a few others.
Yeah,
you
like
know.
All the good movies. Yeah. I just, oh, yeah. I wanted to love it. I couldn't get over.
What were your biggest issues?
Okay, my biggest issues were I couldn't get over Emma Thompson's Yugoslavian accent.
Yes.
I didn't see the need for that to be
yes.
a thing.
Yes.
I felt like they tried to cram a lot of topics into this movie.
Yes.
It kind of brings in the issues with Brexit. It brings yep. in the issues with, you know, a white supremacist. It brings in, you know, this twist that happens. There was just yeah. so many things going on that never really got wrapped up. Like her relationship with her sister was bad, but then like
somehow remedied.
Yeah, I just, yeah. I just wanted them.
They were trying to do too much.
They were trying to do
yeah,
too much.
Yeah. And, yeah. and then, yeah. Yeah.
That's what it was for me. What did you love about it? Because you did love it.
Yeah,
you
well,
did like it.
So I love George Michael.
Yes.
My mum, like, there are some people, it's just the most special person to her.
Yeah. I
like,
love
you know,
that.
You know how you just love, you know, you grow up loving a singer or a celebrity or somebody. Like, this is that person for her. So I grew up listening to the music. Forever. And so it was really touching to hear all of
yeah.
that. And there's a new song in it that was never had never been released by him. Obviously he passed away in 2016 on Christmas Day as well.
Oh.
The beautiful thing was that he did give his blessing for this film to be made.
Oh, I
so
love that.
Very very special and that's really really lovely. But yeah, I liked it up until the twist. And I thought it was a bit slow, and then it got happening a bit, and I was like, yeah, okay, I can see where this is going. This is great. Then the twist happened, which my partner had predicted probably 20 minutes before.
Oh.
And I laughed out loud at that being this. I thought, no, that's not what's going to happen. Like, I was just I thought it was so funny him trying to suggest that, and then it happened. So that was incredible. Mm. But yeah, as soon as the twist happened, I was like, nah, see ya, I'm done. This is not happening.
Oh, well, see it and tell us what you think.
It's still
heartwarming. If you do see it, let us know.
It's still like fuzzy. If you love Christmas, it's like Christmas fuzziness, like beautiful. Like, and now I'm listening to George Michael's music. I've been listening to it all week. So there are really lovely aspects to it. And Emilia Clarke, we both agree that she's fantastic.
Yes, she's amazing.
Wonderful. Good on her. But yeah, it just missed the mark. I mean, big kind of really missed the mark. But what can you do?
But check it out anyway. Yes. It's almost Christmas. Well, that's all we've got time for on the show today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll be back with another episode next week.
Yes.
So until then, please, good old rate, review, subscribe.
Yes. That'd be awesome.
And follow us on Instagram at Celebrity Podcast, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.